The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Have you got a side hustle? Maybe you deliver food for Uber Eats. Maybe you do a few odd jobs here and there. Well, taking on a little extra work became more common than ever during the pandemic, and now the Australian Tax Office is cracking down on the gig economy. Joining me now to unpack what that could mean for you is Senior Manager of Tax Policy for CPA Australia, Eleanor Cassapides. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me.
And so how would you define a side hustle?
The gig economy is often used to describe short-term, low-value transactions where people offer their services on websites such as Airtasker or do things like babysitting or dog walking for a little extra income.
Yeah, right. And has that become more common during the pandemic as people, I guess, have really done it out of necessity?
Certainly. And I think, you know, people's ways of working have changed. So when you're working from home, you might have that extra couple of hours a day because you don't have to travel. And people have looked for additional opportunities to earn a bit of extra money on the side.
Yeah, of course. I didn't think about that. That's a good way to use that work from home time. Maybe your employers might not agree. But have people also found niches that have created as a result of COVID, maybe like Airbnb, things like that?
Certainly. So people have become quite innovative, and things like renting out a room in your house through Airbnb, while a lot of them aren't tourists anymore, that is also something that's on the ATO's hit list.
Yeah, right. And so like things like, you know, you might be working for one of the delivery services like Uber Eats or even driving for Uber and using those platforms, I guess, that are a big part of the gig economy. Traditionally, have they been sort of off the radar of the ATO?
Not necessarily. So the ATO has been doing data matching work for quite some time, and they've notified the public around their work with eBay, Amazon, Uber, where they get that information and match it to people's tax file numbers each year. What I think is interesting, though, is that because more people are doing it and the ATO is becoming more and more sophisticated with its data matching and information collection, people who thought they were off the radar need to maybe have a think about whether or not to come forward and declare that income before the ATO sends them the bill.
Yeah, right. So it's even people who might be selling things regularly on eBay to earn a little bit of income on the side. That could be eligible to, I guess, count against your tax return.
That's right. And the critical word is regular. So if you're running it like a business where you're making profit and it has those characteristics, and there is a grey area, so a lot of people will go to a tax agent just to make sure, are they a hobby or are they a business? But the more you do it, the more money you make from it, the more likely you are to be running a business and have to pay tax on that income.
Mm. And are people, do you think, when they're thinking about the tax office cracking down on this, are they, you know, just assuming that, oh, you know, there's going to be money taken away from me, when in fact it might actually boost their tax return?
That's right. So certainly when you're starting off in business, you may have quite a lot of upfront expenses, and where you've invested in things like equipment, you can start to depreciate that or even take advantage of the instant asset write-off. So again, if you've kept good records, you need to have the receipts to prove what you've spent. Things like home office expenses as well, if you've established a dedicated space to run your business from, they're things that you can claim on your tax return, and it may lower your bill at least in the first year before you make a big profit.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure in the gig economy, doing cashies is a big part of that. Are people, I guess, at risk of being targeted by the ATO if they're being paid in cash?
Yes. So there are two ways. The ATO is looking at businesses who pay people in cash and making sure that they, you know, record that through their books. And then for those that are receiving the cash, the ATO is investing a lot of compliance resources and going out there and making sure that people are declaring that. It's not illegal to earn or be paid in cash, but you do have to declare it.
Mm. And I even wonder if that became less prevalent over the past 12 months anyway, because people have gone to contactless payments because of COVID concerns, things like that. And I'm sure that will change things for some people when it comes to doing their tax returns. But I'm curious to know, what are some of the examples of expenses that might be deductible if you have these side hustles?
So, for example, let's say you rent out your car, so car sharing. The expenses that are associated with that, so some of your depreciation, the operating costs, that would be depreciable and claimable against your income. Things like where you're making cricket bats, for example. So all of those pieces of wood and all of the different bits of costs that you incur, that's all deductible as well. And I mentioned home office before, so those running costs. And for some businesses, and again, it really, really depends, you may even be able to claim things like your rates.
Mm. And so do you think that going into tax time this year, it is going to be one of the more complicated situations that we've had in a while because there are so many more people working from home, claiming things they maybe have never claimed before? There seems to be some challenges here.
Definitely. And I think that people, you know, you used to just go to work, you got your income statement at the end of the year and you just put it through. But because the nature of work has changed, people are doing side hustles, it really is that question of how, what do I need to declare? What can I claim? Have I kept good records? And working through that with a tax agent will make sure you stay on the right side of the ATO.
Yeah, right. And is JobKeeper throwing a bit of a wrench in there as well? Is that something we need to be mindful of?
The main thing to remember is that JobKeeper payments are assessable, so they have to be declared on tax returns. For those employers who received it and then paid out the amounts to workers, those amounts are deductible, so it should net off to basically be zero. Again, because the ATO paid JobKeeper, they know exactly who received it, so they'll be checking to make sure that that's on the tax returns as well.
Yeah, right. So the moral of the story here is this could be a good year where you actually go out and get a professional to help you with your taxes instead of just having a crack yourself.
Exactly. It's never a bad time to see a tax agent, but certainly when your circumstances change or you're doing things differently and you're not quite sure how it relates to tax, it's always good to get advice. The other thing is they can set you up for next year. So if you haven't kept your receipts or you haven't calculated things correctly, they can talk you through what you need to do to maximise your claims and declare your income properly next financial year.
From CPA Australia, Eleanor Kasapides, thanks for your time on the West Live this morning.
Thank you, Ben.